And welcome to today at 25 to 12, so 25 minutes left on this show. With you all the way through till midday, obviously. So we'll be chatting to Bukelwa Nzimande, who's the climate and energy campaigner at Greenpeace Africa. Why in the world am I chatting to Greenpeace Africa today? Well, if you don't hear about the global climate strike, then I don't know where you've been. I know there are 100,000 people in Australia already. And I think a lot of the wonderful thing about this global climate strike, and yes, the huge Melbourne, 100,000 people arriving there. This global climate strike is the third in a world series of climate rallies organized by school students, started by them and led by that 16-year-old that spent a couple of days, 15 days sailing to America, Greta Thunberg. The young people have certainly woken up much of the world with their powerful, you know, Fridays for the Future, the school strikes. And you can check it out, fridaysforfuture.org. Now, the adults are joining in as well. So what's it about? Well, it's about messing up the environment. It's about climate change. It's about fossil fuels. So, Bukelwa Nzimande, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. So, I mean, if they've got 100,000 in Melbourne, are we going to have, like, what, 300,000 in Cape Town?
I'm currently at the Johannesburg Climate Justice March.
Okay.
The numbers that we sort of anticipated, the people that have showed up today for their voice to be heard, fighting for the climate and for the future that you rightfully speak of, has basically blown our minds. People have been agitated, and it's actually great to see different community constituencies, so from farmers to professionals to school kids, joining together and speaking for the climate and highlighting the climate breakdown and how it will impact us basically in our bare existence.
This is wonderful. Now, you know, a lot of people will ask this question: how will me getting up, standing up in the middle of a street somewhere, on a corner somewhere, in a square somewhere, make a difference when what we should be doing is acting?
Yeah, you're right. We want to focus on actions. And our governments basically have been complacent and inert in their response or taking climate action. And that's been mainly because a lot of these climate conversations have been happening in boardrooms or have been happening where the people of power are given the responsibility to make decisions for entire communities and countries. But with people standing up, whether it's one person or 10 or however that are collecting, there is something that's rising within civil society. And we believe that by taking the stand, that's when governments will recognize that this is a serious issue.
Yeah, and you know, I spoke to a colleague of mine earlier, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the show this morning, and I can't help but think there's some really intelligent people out there who know what's happening. And the person said to me, you know, I'm still trying to get myself to, and I know it's important, but I'm not acting on it, and I'm not feeling that it's very urgent. So how does one bring that urgency about?
The urgency of it, yeah. One of the things that you also just mentioned is it seems as though climate change or the climate breakdown is not a matter of urgency and it's not taken as an emergency. Mm. And that's mainly because climate change for the longest time has been viewed as an environmental issue and not a social justice issue. But there are red flags that have been coming up in the last couple of months, in the recent years, even where we're seeing more communities being devastated by floods. I mean, speak of the cyclone Idai, which basically left thousands of people dead. That's an impact of climate change, indirectly or directly. Mm. We're seeing farmers who used to sow and reap in seasons unable to, can't feed their families in South Africa. Fisher folk having to go further out into the ocean. So the flags are definitely coming at us at a faster and quicker rate. And we need to act now. And what you mentioned here, which is important, that our governments need to create the pathway for a move and a shift away from fossil fuels into a renewable future that, in a just way, you know, that ensures that the economic, the social, and the environmental are growing together at par.
And that is so, so essential. Now, Bukelwa, we talk about climate change and we think about all this hot air and global warming, etc., but we are surrounded by products that we can also choose not to buy. So palm oil products, for example, and the forests that are being destroyed. And not just the forests, the orangutans. And you guys ran a wonderful ad Right. And I don't know if you know that ad, the orangutan in my bedroom.
Yes, absolutely. I know it very well.
Okay, so I'm going to be giving that a spin right now. Yeah. So we're going to take a bit of a listen to that. And this is how we get people to think about it. This is how, when you decide that you want to buy shampoo, you look to see if there's palm oil in there, and you go, well, no, it's got palm oil. I'm not going to use it. But how do you get people to care? You need to emotionally engage, and well done to Greenpeace on this ad.
There's a orangutan in my bedroom, and I don't know what to do. She plays with all my teddies and keeps borrowing my shoe. She destroys all of my houseplants, and she keeps on shouting, ooh. She throws away my chocolate, and she howls at my shampoo. There's a orangutan in my bedroom, and I don't want her to stay. So I told the naughty orangutan that she had to go away. Orangutan in my bedroom, just before you go, why were you in my bedroom? I really want to know. There's a human in my forest, and I don't know what to do. He destroyed all of our trees for your food and your shampoo. There's a human in my forest, and I don't know what to do. He took away my mother, and I'm scared he'll take me too. There are humans in my forest, and I don't know what to do. They're burning it for palm oil, so I thought I'd stay with you.
And it goes on. You know, if you actually listen to the whole thing, the young girl changes her mind and said, listen, we're going to fight this together, which is probably the most pertinent part of that video, where she goes, we'll fight this together. We will, you know, fight this fight on your behalf. So, yeah, Bukela, I think what Greenpeace Africa needs to do is work with some creative agencies in South Africa and come up with equally compelling messaging. I think it's really, really essential to get people to think.
Yeah, it's what you're raising is a strong point, because it's around awareness raising and people basically being aware of what is out there, because you can't care for something that you don't know about. And you're absolutely right in that more people need to be made more aware. And some of these things need to be highlighted. Some of the injustices that we support unknowingly, we can actually inspire change and change markets if we are conscious consumers and buyers.
Well, there you go. Well, Bukela Nzimande, thank you for your time. Climate and energy campaigner at Greenpeace Africa. Your time now.